Okay, we're going to finish the final two chapters of Shara of Osotumah, starting with Parak Yates. In Parak Yates, the Rambam continues with more halachas about Tumah and various Rishuyos. We saw a case like this in the previous Parak, we starts off with, which are the two paths. So, halacha, shnei shvilin, echatam v'echatar. Let's say there are two paths. One is Tameh, one is Tahar. Halach v'echamehen, he walks on one of them. Ve'in yadua v'ezamehen halach. He's not sure which one he walked on. The asa tahara is v'ne'achlu, and then he made food that was tahor, and he ate it. The hizal shlishi, and he went ahead and actually had water, paraduma, ash water poured on him on the third and seventh day. V'tavah, went to the mikvah, v'tahar, and then he was tahar for sure. And then v'halach b'sheni, okay, then he went back on, and walked the other path, v'asa taharos, and then he again made, like, let's say, touched tahar food. Hare ilu taharos, they are tahar. So the reason why is because if the foods that he touched initially still exist, so over there those foods are considered to be tali, which means we don't burn them nor do we eat them. And the reason why is because that we know for sure that one of them is one of the two sets of foods is tama. Dimlo tahar being tayim, but let's say he did not become tahar in between the two. Harishonos tuliyo, so then the first set of food is stuck in purgatory. Bashnios Yusufu. The second one we burn Sharein's Meos Vivadai. We say for sure the second ones are Tameh. Shazed Tamehu and Neshalach Meshvilin. Because we know that second one Tameh because he definitely walked in both paths. And going back to the case, one of those two paths was Tameh. Vechenesharetzvehatzfardeah versus Arabim. Let's say there was a dead sheretz and a dead frog in a public domain, and you can't recognize one with the other. Venyadua Ezehu sheretz. You're not sure which one is the sheretz. Venugav Echamehan. You touch one of them. Vasa Taharos Venechlu. But what do you do? He went ahead, came in contact with food that's tahar. He went to the mitzvah, went to the mikvah, v'naga v'sheni, then went back and touched the other thing, vasa taharos, and then also again was involved with things that are tahar. Harei l'taharos, it's all tahar. Mimkayamas rishonos. Now, if the first set of food was still there, eila ve'ila tulios, both of them will be considered to be what they call taloi, meaning both are in purgatory. Bimlo tavo bein tayim. But if you didn't go to the mikvah in between the two, harishonos tulios, vashnios yisufu. The first ones are considered in purgatory, while the second ones, just like in the case above, must be burnt. Again, two paths. One is tameh, one is tahar. Halach v'echaben, he walked on one of them. Vasa taharos, and then he touched tahar food. Uva chaveru v'halach v'sheni. Now his friend came along and walked the second path, vasa taharos, and came in contact with tahar food. Imbo v'nishalu zeh achar zeh. Let's say they basically they came together and asked about the status. Umor l'chol echa behem if they atzo. And each one. What it called had their own sock given to them, so to speak, or own clarification. Shehu tar, that the tar, or bo shnei ke'echad, right? They both came together as one. Or shabat echav asha Allah v'achaveiro, or one came and asked about him and his friend. Ramar shnayim I knew, and he said, for instance, we're two people. We shnei shvim malachnu, we walked them both past. The shtei taros asinu, and they came into contact with things that are tar. Hari shnei tzmein, both are tameh. Utaharish asu nisrafu. Nisrafos, and the things that they touched are considered to be tameh and should be burnt. So too, v'cheni nitzmeh b'tumah kala. Let's say they became tameh with a lesser a degree of tumah. For instance, ketzat shnei kikarim echatam v'echatar. So let's say I have two loaves of bread. One is tameh, one is tahor. Achlas echa mehen, he ate one of them. Vasa taharos, okay, and what do you call it? He came into contact, obviously, with things that are tahor. And then his friend came along and ate the second one in a state of thinking, knowing that it's tahor. If what it called they inquired about what their status is, one and then the other one came. Shnei tahor and why? Meishehin suffik divrei sofrim. This is considered a suffik derabanan. Shumi klal sfeikos shatar chacham. These are part of the category of doubts that the chacham said are tahor. Nishalu shnei kaachas. Let's say they both came to ask as one. Or nisha Allah b'achavero. Or it was asked both on him and his friend. Shnei tamei. They're both tamei misafik. V'tarosam nisrafos. And that which they touched needs to be burnt. Because we know one of them for sure is tameh. I feel kikar echa tameh, and even one of the loaves is tameh. Should he sorry make kikaros taharan kulon tameh? These are true. Because even in such a case, if there's one tameh loaf mixed up with 100 tahor loaves of truma stuff, all of them are burnt. All of them are tameh, and therefore are burnt. Lacha gimel kikar tameh should sorry teacher kikaros taharan. So if I have a loaf of bread that's tameh that gets mixed up with nine tahor loaves of bread, uval chamisha bnei adam, five people come along, but achlu chamisha kikaros mehen. And they ate five of those loaves. And then five other people come along. And they ate the five remaining loaves. Harishon Tzmeim, the first set are Tameh. Because they don't have other people to hold accountable, so to speak, or to depend on. But the last five tahorim, why are they shein tolim rishonim? Because they can rely on the first five. Finally, lachadal shnei shvilin echatam vechatar, two paths, one tame, one tar. V'halchu behen shnei anashim, and two people walk ish echad tahor v'ish echad tame. One of them is tar, one of them is tame. Afilu haya echad tolei, even if one of them is in a purgatory state, then harezeh hatar tole betolei. The one who is tar can rely on the person who's in purgatory. V'omrim zeh tar halach b'shvil hatar, that the one who was tar walked in a tar path. Reyu b'taraso, and he remains tar. V'zeh hatolei, the one who was in purgatory halach b'shvil tame, he went on the tame path. Afal pi shenishalu shnei kachad, even if they both question about their status at the same time together. So that ends Parak Yutes, and we'll continue with Parak Chav, Halach Aleph. Here the Rambam starts off comparing the halachas of Shabbos Rishos to Tumah Rishos. Halach Aleph, Kol Makom Shrishos Rabbam, and in Shabbos Kach Rishos Rabbam and Tumah. So the general principle is anything that's a Rishos Rabbam, a public domain when it comes to Shabbos laws, is also a public domain when it comes to Tumah laws. Halach Beis Arba Amos Asmuchos Rishos Rabbam, Rein Rishos Rabbam Tumah. So the four amos that are right next to Rosh Hashanah Rabban that border it, they're considered like the public domain. And so too, things like a karmelis, which remembers the Rabban Rosh Hashanah, examples are the sea or what do you call it? It's davenus is something that's like a path that's covered. Those are all considered like Rosh Hashanah Rabban when it comes to Tumah. Halacha Gimel. Yisha Makomos, there are places, She'afal Pishem Rishos Yachal the Shabbos, that even though they're private domain when it comes to Shabbos, Harehin Kirishos Rabin L'inyan Tumah, but they are considered a public domain when it comes to Tumah. Ve'lohen, these are examples. So you have Hashvilin Hamufulashin L'shichin Ulevoros L'gitos. So you have, for instance, pathways that lead to cisterns or places they press wine. Ve'abika Hamukafas Geder B'mosachama. So to a valley that's surrounded by a fence in the summer. Over silke malachim shehu binyan rachav harbe lama bo anshe merkava, or let's say you have like this this building that was very very wide that allowed for the people who drove the king's carriage to sleep. Veishlo psachem harbe psukim l'shus rabim, they have many openings that go up into the public domain. Vaporan, also you have this thing called the porin, and that is ruah binyan agadol sheishlo shnei psachem zeh keneged zeh, that is a large building that has two openings, one that's opposite the other. The chaser sharabim nechasim pesach zeh, and a courtyard that a lot of the people would enter through that entrance yotzim pesach acher, and then exit to the other opening. V'chein mavuos hayordim liyam. So too, you have what are called roads or paths that lead to the sea, olinar to river. Al pi shehin gedurin mikan. Any of their fence on either side. The rabim metafsin, and many people make use of them. The olim bahen and go up them or climb over them. The habimosos v'hamrechatzos. So too, pillars and bathhouses. Harei in kushus ram tumah. These are all considered public domain when it comes to tumah. V'chein kol azar kushus ram tumah. So too, the entire azar of the base of mikdash is considered a rishus rabim for tumah. V'chadal gunos ha'ir shederach ha'ir overas alan. So there's certain gardens that are inside a city which people would basically travel through. They're like pathways go through them for the city, people in the city to travel through. Rishus rabim tumah are public domain when it comes to tumah. Halacha hey. Now, if there's a garden that's being guarded, it's considered like a private domain. But when it's not being guarded, it's considered a public domain for Tumah. So too, when it comes to what it called this large building for the king, so as long as that building is open for the public to travel through, then it's considered a Rishos Rabbim for Tumah. But when it's locked, then it's considered a Rishos Yachid for Tumah. Halach above. Habika hamukafas geder most of shamim. So when we have a valley that's surrounded by a fence during the rainy season, Rosh Hashanah Yachid l'Shabbos, ulatumah. It's a private domain both for Shabbos and Tumah. Then lohai samukafas, if it's not surrounded by this fence, harei Rosh Hashanah Yachid l'Tumah v'ad. It's only a private domain for Tumah. Ubika sh'abra le'ab most of shamim. So when you have the valley when the rainy days have passed, Harehi Rosh Hashanah Yachid l'Tumah, that then it defaults to becoming a regular private domain for Tumah, filu b'mosachama, even in the summer months. Be'elohini mosachama, so what's considered by the summer, okay? Misha ta'akir ha'tevuah mitocha, so when the grain is harvested, be'elohini mosachashamim, what's considered the rainy season or the rain times, misha teret or v'yashniyah, this is when the second rains begin. Be'na yigulim shalnavim lezugin Rosh Hashanah Rabim l'Tumah. So it doesn't matter, the area between, a round barrel of grapes and a pile of grape-type things is considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for Tumah because many people are going to walk there. So So when it comes to tumah, a vineyard prior to it being or in front of the harvesters, versus yachid, it's considered a private domain. Ulachar botrim, after the harvesters come, versus a rabban tumah, then it's considered a public domain for tumah. A masay bizman shirabban nechasim beruach zu v'yotzim beruach kishenegda. So it's only what do you call it? It's only when they go in from one side and then they go out the other side. Sharakal makoma chutz me'ilu. The other places outside of this should be arnu dinam kishim shehin rishus yachin l'shabbos kachim rishus yachin l'tumah. So falling back on the original principle, all of the areas not mentioned are if there is rishus yachin by Shabbos or rishus yachin by tumah, etc. Alachas v'yesh makoma she'in rishus yachin l'shabbos al pichin he'in rishus yachin l'tumah. So there are places that are not private domains for Shabbos, but are private domains for Tumah because people don't really make use of them. Ha'ilanos, so you have, for instance, what do you call it? You have trees, the chorei rishus rabim, so to holes in a public domain. Al pi shemahen arba al ba, even if they don't have 4x4. Ketzad, ilan shu omei rishus rabim. So what's an example? A tree that's in a public domain, b'tumah b'socho, and there's Tumah inside it. Allah the Rosho, right? And let's say you climb to the top of the tree, Suffolk Naga, Suffolk Naga. We're not sure if he touched or not. Sveiko Tama, in such a case, it's a Suffolk, because of the Suffolk, he's Tama. If he stuck his hand into a hole in the Rosh Hashanah and has Tama in it, Suffolk Naga, Suffolk Naga. He's not sure if he touched a Tama or not. Sveiko Tama, in such a case, because of the Suffolk, he is Tama. Let's say there's a store that is Tama, Upsukhul Rosh Hashanah, and it is open to a public domain. Suffolk nifnas, suffolk no nifnas. We're not sure if the guy went in or not. Sveikotar, why? Shekolachanus kimo sheretz hamunach b'shus rabim. The entire store is considered like a sheretz that is resting in a public domain. Shesuffolk magotar, because if there's a question when he touched it or not, it's tar. Hayushtei chanios. There are two stores. Achas tar of achas tamei. One is tar, one is tamei. The nifnas achas mehen, and he went into one of them. Suffolk atamei, right? The nifnas suffolk latar, right? So we're not sure if it was it's a suffolk whether it's Nechnas Tame or Taor, Sveiko Tame, Shazet Safek Rishos Yachet, Shachanus Rishos Yachet. In this case, he's Tame. Why? Because this type of Safek is about a private domain, because this store is a private domain. V'chein Bika B'mosa Gishamim, so too that valley that's surrounded by a fence during the rainy season, Sheish Ba Sados Harbe, that has many fields in it, Uva Sade Achas Tamea, right? The Achas Tahora. And in it, let's say there is one field that is Tahor, one is Tame. The Amar, and he says, Nechnas Bikazu, I went to the valley, V'ini Yodei, Nechnas Osa Sada Olo, I'm not sure. Which one I went to, Nichnasti. I'm not sure which field I went into. Sveiko Tame, he's Tame. Why? She's Suffolk Tumah Rishus Yachid. Because when we say by Rishus Yachid, a Suffolk is Tame, I feel the Suffolk be a Tame. Even if there's a question of me going in, the Suffolk still emerges that the resolution of Suffolk is that I am Tame. Halach Yud, Makom Shayu Rishus Yachid, V'nasev Rishus Rabim, V'chazer V'nasev Rishus Yachid. So let's say there's a place that was private, then became public, then went back and became private. Kishu Rishus Yachid, when it's private, Sveiko Tame. A suffix means a tame, because Rosh Hashanah, when it is public domain, sveiko tahor, we treat it like a Rosh Hashanah, and therefore a suffix would be tahor. So things that are in the Rosh Hashanah are like part of the Rosh Hashanah. Let's say I have like a container that is 10 tfachim high in Rosh Hashanah, that tumah besocha, and there's tumah inside it, suffix nava, suffix lo naga, I'm not sure if I touch or not, sveiko tahor. Because if it's a Rosh Hashanah, we say suffix tahor. Let's say I put my hand in it. Suffolk naga, suffolk no naga. I'm not sure if I touch or not. Then sveiko tama. Haisa kafisha nesuna al ksefo. Let's say, what do you call it? Let's say there is a container, a stone container sitting, resting on a shoulder. V'kikra truma karach besiv obaniyar. And there's a truma loaf wrapped in paper inside. V'nasam lesocha. Right? And what do you call it? And it's within it. And as a question, Suffolk Naga Ba Achar Suffolk Lodaga, and he's not sure whether he touched it or what it called, or someone else touched it, Sveiko Tame. In such a case, the Suffolk is Tame. Chomer Rishus Rabim, when there's a donkey in a public domain, Gavor Asar Tfachim, that's taller than 10 Tfachim, then Tumah Nisuna Allah, there's Tumah on top of it, Suffolk Naga, Suffolk Naga, I'm not sure if I touched it or not, Sveiko Tahar. Pashat Yado Agaba, let's say I touched the donkey's back. Suffolk Naga, Suffolk Naga. I'm not sure if I touched the tum or not. Sveiko Tama. V'chein Sela Munach B'Rishus Rabim Gavo Asar Tzvachim. So to a rock that is 10 Tzvachim high, placed in Rishus Rabim. V'tum in a Suna Olav and his tum on top of it. Suffolk Naga, Suffolk Naga. I'm not sure if he touched or not. Sveiko Tahor. Olav B'Rosh Sela. Let's say I climb on top of the rock. V'Asela. Suffolk Naga, Suffolk Naga. I'm not sure if I touched or not. Sveiko Tama. In such a case, the halacha is Suffolk Tama. And finally, Halacha Gimel to finish up Shar Bo Satuma. Hayazav rochev achamoro. Let's say a zav, right, is riding on a donkey. Vizeh rochev achamoro, and another person is riding on another donkey. Umahachim b'derech, and they're both riding along the way. Safek naga v'zav, safek l'naga. He's not sure if he touches zav or not. Or tinok tamei murkav akseifel shalaviv. Let's say a tinok that's tamei is being carried on his father's shoulder. V'tinok tahor murkav akseifel shalaviv. And a tinok, a baby that is tahor, is being carried on his father's shoulders. V'achu zev v'zazeh, and they're walking next to each other. Safek naga, safek l'naga. Not sure if one touched the other. Or chavil akseifo. Let's say there is a package on my shoulder. V'harok mudvak v'kosel, and there is what do you call it? Spit stuck to the side of that package. To the wall. Savig naga, savig naga. Now, as I'm walking with the package on my shoulder, I'm not sure if I touched the wall or not. Kalem shtuchim rishos harabim lamala masara. Or finally, things that are spread out in the rishos harabim that are more than 10 tefachim high. That tamei over. And someone tame, what it called, pass by, suffic hissed, suffic low hissed. We're not sure if he moved it or not. In all four of these cases, hakol tahor. That brings to an end Hilchos Shaar Avos HaTumah, and we will continue with the next section tomorrow.